Hello, everybody, and this is our new podcast, Discerning Consciousness, with Mike and Ant-Man. We both have traversed the conspiracy world and now are seeking spiritual empowerment by trying to cut through the New Age nonsense. So, tell me, Ant-Man, what is this going to be about?
All right, well, thank you very much, Mike. It's great to finally have started our podcast after talking about it for a while. So, yeah, really, what Discerning Consciousness, what we'll be talking about is ways in which you can think for yourself, recognize our true divinity as human beings, help to create inner harmony.
Definitely.
Of course, we'll be covering synchronicity, self-empowerment.
The most important part, I think.
Absolutely. And the ways in which we are all interconnected, of course, very important. And obviously, overall, we see this as a form of therapy. Self-therapy, really.
Oh, definitely. The more we do as a society, the less internalisation goes on.
And what we hope is that it will be very much include a lot of comedy. That's the most important thing. I know we can get a little bit down on ourselves when we're discussing these issues, but the most important thing is to remember, you know, life is a ride, and let's, you know...
Yeah, just like the way Bill Hicks said it.
Absolutely. And finally, overall, really, is just to decode a lot of the bullshit out there.
Oh, yeah, there's just so much misinformation and disinformation going on there. So we just want to try and clear that up. I mean, that's why we chose the name Discerning Consciousness, because it's all about to discern what's right from what's not right.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, so we chose the name Discerning Consciousness to try and cut through all this the misconceptions and disinformation that's out there, especially when it comes to the topics of conspiracy and the New Age religion it's almost become.
It has become, hasn't it?
Yeah, because a lot of it is a lot of fluff and kind of like, you know, fairies and New Age.
Yes. Yeah, and avoiding the darkness at all costs.
Yeah, but that's one of the biggest mistakes people can make, really, because the whole path of enlightenment should be facing your inner demons and your inner darkness to become the light. Well, truthfully be saying, it's a case that you are already the light, it's just the darkness that envelops you.
Just recognising.
Yeah. Right, so tell me, Ant-Man, what got you into the whole conspiracy spiritual movement?
Okay, very good question, Mike, very good question. I'd say from quite a young age, from about my late teens, I had a very strong sense of injustice at the state of the world.
Yeah,
I couldn't understand why there was such a, you know, a vast gap between the haves and have-nots. And at that stage, it was very much on the level of in the UK. So that naturally drew me towards an interest in politics. So I would say throughout the 90s, I was very much a left-winger, you know, with my red flag.
Yeah.
Very much on the socialist wing of
all going for the Lib Dems back then, even though they weren't popular.
Absolutely. And really, I mean, I would say I carried on my interest in politics, and it didn't include anything spiritual up until about 2003 and the Iraq War. Basically, it was the shenanigans and all the lies and psyops and ridiculous memes around, you know, weapons of mass destruction that turned out to be weapons of mass deception.
Oh, definitely.
That's really triggered me to move away from politics and just see that really politics as it's currently configured really isn't a conscious thing, if you know what I mean. It needs to be imbued with consciousness.
Well, politics at the end of the day is just a drama to watch.
Yeah, of course. It's a theatre, isn't it?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. So I say that initially I was kind of like in a bit of a void, but around about 2005, what really first triggered me into the conspiracy world, I would say, was I made a conscious decision to stop watching TV. I'd brought a book about, you know, some of the ills about watching TV and what it can do to your mind and all the rest of it. And for a concerted period of about 6 months, I didn't watch TV. And obviously because of that, that drew me towards the internet.
Yeah, but it's interesting to note when you say about not watching TV.
Yeah.
TV actually will put a person into a semi-hypnotic
state. Yeah. So, and that's why a lot of people fall asleep, don't they?
Yeah.
Mouth open in front of the TV. Yeah. Anyway, sorry to get back to my story. So I was around about 2005 into 2006. My first, first tentative steps into conspiracy research was the big 9/11, of course, which a lot of us are drawn into. And I just really, really was getting into it, realized how the official story just didn't make any sense from the fact of, you know, one of the main architects, Mohammed Atta, was said to, his passport was said to have been found in the ashes. Well, how did that happen? And there were so many anomalies.
Fire
that just
so
didn't...
hot, it managed to burn a building down, but a passport survived.
Exactly. So that was really, 9/11 was the thing that was the launch pad for me into all the other areas, which we won't bore our listeners with now.
Yeah.
But, you know, 7/7 and all the other, you know, chemtrails and, you know, what goes in our vaccines and all the other. And then, and eventually it was, you know, I did, it was a bit like running down the rabbit hole, really, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a very, very, very brief kind of, sort of bio explanation of how I got into it. And really, I would say around about, just to end this point, around about 2010, I really reached almost the zenith, if you like, which is when I almost went for a bit of a personal collapse inside, because I'd gone as far as I could with conspiracy research. And what was happening was, you know, I had this, I was so keen for a collapse of society outside.
Well, everyone is, because it's just so unfair.
So the manipulation is so evil. Actually, you know, I was so keen for a collapse to happen on the external. It happened on the micro, on the internal level. And I'd gone, you know, I had gone as far as I could go because I wasn't balancing. It was the light. It was all shadow exploration.
Yep.
And part of what we're doing with this podcast is to say, look, if you're stuck in the conspiracy, there is light. Don't you know, there is
everything's
light.
Everything's okay.
Everything's nothing. Okay. There's balance to
it's be had. Not a case of everything's doom and gloom.
No. And we hope to bring that bit of balance with a bit of banter and a bit of laugh.
Yeah.
So over to you then, Mike.
Okay, well, I first got into the conspiracy world by first watching a documentary. I think it was called Banking with Hitler. It actually described
some hardcore stuff.
Yeah, it actually described how some of the big names in American politics actually made big money by banking with Hitler back in the war times.
So that would have included the Bush family.
Yeah. And so seeing and being laid out so clearly how conspiracies had been kind of like laid out and done in the past, gave me an easy opening to see what it could obviously be done
so
in the future.
So you saw the link to now, the continuity.
Yeah. And the more you dig your way into the conspiracy world, the more you realise that what's being described in the news and the media is just kind of like a facade, a show, you know, for the mainstream masses.
Yeah.
But the more you dig away at that facade, the more you realise that, hey, it's all just bollocks, none of it's true.
Yeah, absolutely.
In actual fact, the news media these days are getting away with blatantly lying in TV, and they're just getting away with it.
Absolutely. I think a good example, if you bring 9/11 here, was when we had the BBC News report about Tower 7.
Oh, yeah, falling down.
Building 7 having collapsed, and there it was behind the news report.
Yeah, that
shoulder. That was a big red herring there.
Yeah, talk about a mistake by the media.
Yeah, and it almost is like, as you say, it's so prolific now, the lying, it almost doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They know that we know they're lying, and it's almost like, well, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, but I have to admit, with me, it was always the case that, yes, I was looking into the conspiracy world, but at the same time, I was doing research into the more conscious, spiritual aspects of life.
Okay.
I had an experience quite early on in my childhood where kind of like, I almost saw the ghostly appearance of my parents. And at the time,
it's very scary.
Yeah, because at the time I thought, holy shit, if they're ghosts, that means they're dead.
Yeah. So I'm assuming you woke up at that point.
No, I was fully awake.
Oh, right, okay.
Yep. So actually, seeing a ghostly figure of my parents and then you know, screaming out and then seeing my parents alive actually kind of like made me wonder, what if there is more?
Sure.
So I've always been looking.
So for quite a young age, really, compared to myself, you were...
I was doing spiritual research, but never really got onto the conspiracy stuff until later on.
Okay.
But I have to admit, name-dropping some big names here, it wasn't until I started getting into David Icke that everything started to come together.
Okay.
The spiritual, the conspiracy, they're
actually... Because he does that very well, doesn't he?
Yeah, they're all part of one, because at the end of the day, if you wanted to control people...
Yeah.
You don't have to do it in a nasty fashion.
No. Certainly since the Second World War, the kind of like the Third World War has been the battle for our consciousness.
Yeah,
anyway,
the battle over the human mind.
Yeah.
The conspiracy world and the spiritual world are all part of the same thing. And the whole conspiracies are just trying to stop people from waking up to the truth of the world.
Sure.
Really tied everything together for me.
Do you feel, Mike... I think a lot of people initially, when they get into research, can't understand, well, why are the authorities allowing this information? Because I feel they know, for people with a psychological predisposition like myself, that you get stuck at the level of conspiracy and it's all about the control, and then you become disempowered. So that's why, in a way, I think they're quite happy to have a lot of sites out there that it's just all the darkness, and you don't have it balanced with how can you be an empowered human being.
Exactly.
And create your own reality.
Yeah, because the whole conspiracy world is about you don't have power because they're all powerful.
You're just a sheep.
But the truth about the spiritual awakening is the fact of realising you're essentially a god.
Absolutely.
But you've been asleep all these years, yes, and been taught that you are all... You're absolutely powerless.
And what that brings to mind, the famous quote, I don't know who said these words, but you know, we are worms and gods all at the same time, and we have to reconcile ourselves to that. You know,
I always love the quote that man's greatest fear isn't that he is powerless, but he is all powerful.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
All saying the same thing in just different ways, really.
Absolutely. Well, that was very interesting. Thank you very much, Mike. Thank you. So next week, it will be our first proper podcast where we'll be...
Yep, because this is just an intro.
This is an intro. And what we've decided to cover is we will be talking about prophecies. And now, obviously, in the conspiracy world, there are many dates.
Yeah, they're always predicting a crash. They're always trying to predict something's going to go wrong.
Absolutely. Financial collapses, acts of God, major, you know, World War III starting. Of course, recently we had September we've obviously just passed now.
I think there was three or four predictions for September.
There was many more. I think there was literally more than a dozen things that were said to happen. But
guess what? Nothing happened.
Nothing happened. So, yes, we've got to explore. We'll touch on biblical prophecies and, give it an interesting take. Because I know that, again, for those that get stuck in conspiracies, you can come from a very disempowered frame that's like, yes, I want World War III to start because then the system will collapse. And it's like, you know, you're looking outside of yourself to external events for the world to change, when we all know all the spiritual teachings, you know, and a lot of religious teachings say power comes from within. That's how
most
change.
Definitely. I mean, there's a great quote out there that says, once I was knowledgeable and I wanted to change the world, but now I'm wise, so I seek to change myself.
Absolutely. And also, just to put it out there, we were glad to receive your emails. So if you want to email in suggestions for future topics we can discuss, or just comments about this podcast, that would absolutely be brilliant. Because this is not just Mike and I discussing, we're putting this out there for our readers, so we welcome any contributions.
Most definitely.
So I'll leave it to Mike to round up then.
Okay. Really. Well, I just wanted to say, because the whole spirit of this is the self-empowerment within the conspiracy and spiritual world, so I just want to leave our listeners with a question, really, and that is, what are you doing to achieve your dreams, your goals, and what you want to achieve in life? Because that's what we're going to be doing. And remember, people, don't take anything at face value. Always discern for yourself. So have a good day and good luck.